Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and our topic this week is a potential new way to reduce reflux symptoms without drugs. Lisa writes, I recently came across a diet that's supposed to help with acid reflux. In this diet, you cut way back on carbohydrates and replace those calories with fat. The theory is that your body sometimes cannot absorb certain carbs, so they sit in your gut and ferment, thereby causing gas to bubble up into the stomach and esophagus. If you cut back on these fermentable carbohydrates, your acid reflux will go away. The diet that Lisa is asking about is essentially a branded variation of the low FODMAP diet that I've talked about before. In the low FODMAP diet, you reduce your intake of foods that are high in certain fermentable carbohydrates. It is true that humans lack the enzymes that are needed to digest certain carbohydrates. Now, that doesn't cause them to sit in your gut. They travel through the stomach, which is far too acidic to allow for any fermentation, enter the small intestine, which is where most carbohydrate digestion and absorption takes place, and then on into the large intestine. There, if you're lucky, the beneficial bacteria in your gut will digest them by fermenting them. Now, I say if you're lucky because this bacterial processing of indigestible fibers produces several beneficial compounds, and I talked about those in my recent episode on postbiotics. But the fermentation of fiber also produces gas, lots and lots of gas. People vary in their ability to tolerate these fermentable carbs. Many people with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, get great relief from a low FODMAP diet, and the latest research suggests that this is a very effective therapy for disorders that involve the large intestine. Reflux, on the other hand, happens at the other end of the digestive tract. There's about 20 feet of small intestine between the large intestine, which is where the bacteria do their work, and the esophagus, where reflux symptoms are generally experienced. It is a little hard to imagine those gas bubbles working their way 6 meters upstream to your esophagus, especially when there is a much shorter path to the outside world, if you follow my meaning. But what if a bunch of those carbohydrate-digesting, gas-producing bacteria were hanging out in the small intestine, instead of in the large intestine where they belong? That would potentially put those gas producers in much closer proximity to the stomach. And this does happen. It's known as SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, and it may affect up to 15% of the population. If you're one of that 15%, reducing your intake of fermentable carbohydrates could reduce the amount of gas produced in your small intestine, and this could potentially reduce reflux symptoms. If you're in the other 85% of the population, it's still possible that reducing these carbohydrates could alleviate symptoms for some other reason that we haven't thought of. And this is the point at which I would usually say, hey, it's worth a try. If it helps alleviate your symptoms and it doesn't do any harm, then it doesn't really matter why it works, does it? Better is better. But Now, let me quote the rest of Lisa's email. She says, "I've been trying this approach for about 3 weeks, and it hasn't helped yet. At the same time, my energy level during strenuous exercise, hiking and biking long distances, is awful. I just feel so weak and tired. Is it reasonable to eliminate the effects of acid reflux and maintain energy for exercise using this method?"
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
And now, let's get back to Lisa's dilemma. Does she have to sacrifice her workout in order to relieve her heartburn? It is certainly possible to train your body to convert fat more efficiently into fuel during exercise. This is sometimes referred to as being keto-adapted or fat-adapted. However, athletes who follow low-carb diets for an extended period of time can become less able to utilize carbohydrates as fuel, and there may be some advantages to maintaining that metabolic flexibility, which I talked about in my episode, Carbs or Fat, Which is the Body's Preferred Fuel Source? But if the approach isn't reducing your reflux symptoms, this may be a moot point. It takes about 6 to 8 hours for food to move through the stomach and the small intestines. Once it hits the large intestine, things slow down considerably. It can take another 1 to 3 days for that material to move through that final meter and a half of large intestine, considerably less if you're suffering from diarrhea. So 3 weeks of limiting carbohydrates should be more than enough time to see some sort of effect. In Lisa's case, the approach isn't reducing her symptoms, and it seems to be having a negative effect on her energy and her stamina. I'd say it's time to bail on this test. Unfortunately, reflux symptoms are usually treated with acid-reducing drugs, which, ironically, can make both reflux and SIBO worse. So I do have some tips on some other approaches that you can try, and you'll find those in my episode on how to avoid acid reflux. I have a link to that episode and lots of related research and resources in the transcript for today's show, and you'll find that along with the complete Nutrition Diva archives on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. Thanks to Lisa for her question, and thanks to you for listening today. If you have a question about today's episode or some other nutrition topic, come find me on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I always love to hear from you. And now have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's Saucony.com.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.